Congregation may be seated, and I'd like to invite forward our children, our youth here this morning for a brief children's message. Come on down right up here in front. Yep. Got a few of you here. All right. Good morning. Welcome. How are we doing? Miles? Doing okay? Yep. All right. Drew? Good morning so far? Good. And Claire? Yeah. Kaya? Awesome. Thanks for coming up here this morning. And we're going to start with that question that I started the church service with. Maybe a little different here. Do you guys make mistakes? Miles, you don't? Okay. That's interesting. Do you guys make mistakes? Yeah? Kaya? Yeah. Drew, do you make mistakes? No? Maybe? Yeah? What do you do when you make a mistake?
If you make a mistake, you go in the woods.
You go in the woods, you hide? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds about right. Now, today we're talking about King David and a time in which he made a mistake. I'm going to lay these things right down here on the floor. David made a mistake, and I'm not going to explain to you everything that he did. It was just a major mess that happened in his life. But what you need to know is that he knew he made a mistake, and he knew that he needed to do something to figure out how to clean up his mess. Yeah. David knew that he was in trouble. And so, you know what I think he did? He didn't run into the woods and hide like you might do, Miles. He did something else.
Move this over here.
He covered up his mess. That's kind of a smart thing to do, do you think? Yeah, you think so? Yeah? All right. He covered up his mess, and you know what he did? He lied about what he had done. He tricked other people. And if you were listening to Miss Nora read the story, he actually killed someone because he didn't want anyone to find his mess. He covered it up. Guess what? God knows everything. God knows when we cover things up. God knows when we lie. God knows, and there can be trouble. And God gave David consequences for the mess that he had created. That's kind of a serious thing. So God knows when we make a mess and make a mistake, right? David needed to cover his mess up, the things that he had done, the mistakes that he did, but he needed to do it in a different way. Instead of doing a whole bunch of wrong things, which meant lying, tricking people, yeah, that's not a good thing, lying and tricking people, David just needed to do one thing, one good thing. If you learn anything today, what I want you to remember is this is the same thing you should do when you make a mistake or you make a mess. You don't want to trick Papa. When you make a mistake, when you sin, all you need to do is count on God to forgive you. Up here, Miles. Miles, count on God to forgive you, okay? God's forgiveness, God will always forgive you. And God's forgiveness covers the messes that we make in life. All right? So it is silly, but it is true. It's totally true. We can count on God's gift through his son Jesus and his sacrifice to take care of the mistakes and messes that we have. So remember, don't try to cover up wrong things by doing more wrong things. All you got to do is count on God's forgiveness. Yeah, packing up toys, that's a good way to clean up a mess. That's very true. Yeah. So thanks for coming up here this morning. I think we learned something really important. If you just do that one thing, all you got to do is count on God's forgiveness to cover the mistakes. You are going to live a happy life. All right, you can head back to your parents. Thanks for coming up.